what Mr. Tshisekedi said is asking any Congolese who considers that the will of the people as expressed in the ballots on the 28th of November, if that will has been actually kind of disformed on December 9 when Pastor Mulunda published the results, that person has to stop Mr. Kabila from usurping a power that the people didn't actually give him.
So in reality, even though the election commission said Mr. Kabila won the election, Mr. Tshisekedi is saying that that is not true.
No, I mean, Mr. Tshisekedi is saying that what the Congolese people is saying and what most observers, all these people are saying, that what the Electoral Commission published on December 9 wasn't the truth and wasn't justice. It's clear Mr. Kabila didn't win the electoral vote contest. He didn't win. Everybody knows that.
If that is the case, when would Mr. Tshisekedi be sworn in? When would he become president?
Mr. Tshisekedi announced that he'll be sworn in next Friday, Friday the 23rd, I think, at the Stadium of the Martyrs.
Albert, you realize that by him saying what he's saying, this can be considered by President Kabila as treasonous.
Well, I think that's one way of seeing things. At the other hand, let me ask you, Jim, can the lawbreaker becomes the law guardian? You can't be at the same time the lawbreaker and the law guardian.
Does Mr. Tshisekedi have the support of the Congolese people?
I mean, Jim, come on. The man has been in a struggle for 30 years against three successive dictatorships with a non-violent kind of strategy. You would say that he's not been or he's not supported by the people. What we are saying, actually, and, you know, we're glad that since last week, the United States people realized that the value we give to democracy, that's something that you brought to us. So you should be the first to understand that the truth of the ballot is the essence of democracy. It's the essence of a society where everybody are equal before God and before man and before the law.